We begin the current daf of this Avon daf Lamed Vav. We begin two lines up from the top of the Yamin, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, on the previous daf, we had a machlekes in Amud Aleph, a machlekes between Remei and Rabbi Yosi regarding what's called Suffolk Erev, when there is a doubt if the Erev was kosher during the time period of Bein Hashmashos, so not, let's say it was burnt, or it's Truma that became Tamei. We're not sure when that happened. If it happened when it was still day, so it wasn't a kosher Erev in the time period of Bein Hashmashos, when the Erev has to be Chal. If it happened after it got dark, it was already a good Erev at the time of Bein Hashmashos, so therefore once it was permitted for Shabbos, it's permitted and it's going to be a kosher Erev, even though after Shabbos started, it disappeared, it became Tamei, or it got burnt, whatever the case is going to be. So when there's a doubt regarding if it was kosher during Bein Hashmashos or not, Remeir said that it's not going to be a kosher Erev. The suffix of Erev is going to be the Chumra, whereas Rabbi Yosi says it's going to be the Kula. And now the Gemara asked a contradiction on the opinion of Remeir on Amud Beis, where the Gemara said that we have a Braisa, something, it's a Mishnah depending on the Gesalis, in the Braisa in Mikvois. And there it says to the contrary, the Remeir says it's going Lekula, when you have a suffix Rabbanon, in the case of Tum Rabbanon, if a person became Tummy from the one of the Yod Ches Davar, which makes him only a rabbinic Tumah, that we say the suffix there is Letar, it's Lekula, which contradicts what he says in our Mishnah, that regarding Ervin, Tchumen, which is also Drabbanon, that there it's going to be Lechumra, and that the Gemara has resolutions it had on the previous daf. Now the Gemara continues with the contradiction that it applies to Rabbi Yosi, that is that Mishnah or Braisa in Mesechim Mikvais, also quotes from Rabbi Yosi that he says that even when it's a Suffolk Drabbanon of Tumah, that Suffolk is going to be Lechumra, that is going to stay Tummy. On that, that's where our Gemara begins, and that contradicts his opinion in our Mishnah, where he goes lenient by the Halacha of Ervin. As the Gemara begins, Kasha de Rabbi Yosi, that we have a contradiction of Rabbi Yosi of the Braisa Masechet Mikvos, where there that we said that if it's a suffix, if it's a doubt, if the person immersed himself or if he didn't immerse himself regarding a Tumah de Rabbanon, the Rabbi Yosi says that he's going to retain his Tumah. And that's a contradiction, Ad Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi of our Mishnah, where he says regarding a suffix of Erev that is kosher, and even though Tchumen is Drabbanon. So what does Rabbi Yosi hold by suffix Drabbanon? Do you go Lechumra or do you go Lekula? In our Mishnah, he makes it sound like you go Lekula, yet in over there in the Braisa Mikvos, he sounds like you go Lechumra. So Amr Rav Huna Bar Chinna, the Gemara has three approaches. The first approach is Shani Tumah, that Tumah is different, that there Rabbi Yosi is going to say in the Braisa Mikvos, Lechumra, since there is a source for Tumah in biblical halacha, and that is in spite of the fact that really he goes by Drabbanon Lekula, by the Braisa Mikvos he goes Lechumra, even though it's a Suffolk Drabbanon, because Tumah has a source, there are types of Tumah that are biblical. And therefore you should be Machmer by Suffolk if a person was Tevil or not. And that's what the Drabbanon were Machmer, even by Suffolk of Tevilah, by a Tumah Drabbanon, that we should not come to be Mezalzel and be lenient regarding a Suffolk of a Tevilah when it's a Tumah Daraisa, whether you have to go Lechumra because it's Daraisa. Towards the Gemara asks, Shabbos Nami Daraisi. Well, regarding the halachas of Shabbos, which is our Mishnah, you also have biblical sources. And that is regarding the halach of Tchumen, let's say that Tchumen's Daraisa, like Rabbi Kiva holds a Masechta Saita, that's also Daraisa, and therefore you should go to Tchumen our Mishnah too. Towards the Gemara answers, because Rabbi Yosi Tchumen Drabbanon. Rabbi Yosi does not agree with Rabbi Kiva's opinion. He holds that the halach of Tchumen is only Drabbanon. And it doesn't apply to say the same theory, same svar we say by the halachas of Tumah, that we shouldn't come to be mezalzel by other sveikas of malachas of Shabbos. Then we don't make a decree because the malachas are not similar to Tumah at all. Tumah is not one of the lamites malachas, and not a tolda, it has no relationship. It's just a separate prohibition on the halachas of Shabbos. But by Tumah, where they're the same concept, that they're Tumas, so although that one is Drabbanon and the other one's Daraisa, we are Machmer even by Suffolk Drabbanon of Tumah, because again it has a biblical root in all these Tumas that share the same conceptual design of Tumah, what it does to the person. And therefore, even by Drabbanon, Rabbi Yosi is Machmer in the Braisa Mikvos. But in our Mishnah, which is classic Suffolk Drabbanon, there Rabbi Yosi is going to go to Kulu. Then the Gemara says the second approach. V'bayisim, if you want, you could say that ha, that this Braisa Mikvos is the day. That's going according to Rabbi Yosi's own opinion, that he's machmer even by Suffolk Drabbanon. Ha, the Rabbi, our Mishnah, that he was being lenient regarding a Suffolk Drabbanon, which was the halach of Erev, that was going like his Rebbe of Avtumas, as the Gemara says, Dekanami Diktani. This seems to be even precise the way we just answered it, as if you look into the words of our Mishnah, you'll see that Rabbi Yosi, after Rabbi Yosi states his opinion on Mishnah, that by Suffolk Erev, you're going to go to Kula and consider it a kosher Erev, he says that Rabbi Yosi, Avtumas Heid, Mishum Chamishas came, his Rebbe Avtumas, had said testimony in the name of five elders, Shasuffolk Erev Kosher, that a doubtful Erev is kosher, Shema Menor, so you see from there that's not necessarily his own opinion. Really his own opinion, as the Braisa in Mikvai says, that even the Suffolk Drabbanon you're going to go Lechumra. Whereas over here in our Mishnah, where he says Lekula, that is going like the opinion of his Rebbe. A third approach the Gemara brings to resolve the contradiction in the opinions of Rabbi Yossi, if he's machmer or mekel in the Savik Drabbanan. Rava Amar, Hasam, over there in the Braisa Mikvais, where Rabbi Yossi is machmer, time of the Rabbi Yossi, the reason why he's machmer is because although generally you write, like in our Mishnah, that by Savik Drabbanan he goes to the Kula, but over there in the Braisa Mikvais, Hemid Tomei Al Cheskase, we say that let the one who's Tomei retain his Chazaka, which is his predisposed status, the Emalai Tavel, and say that he did not Tavel. And that is, the entire Chazakah that is there is only Lechumra, there's only stringencies applied to his previous status, there is no prior status of leniency. Whereas in our Mishnah, there's a Chazakah both Lekula and Lechumra. That is, we could say on the one hand, that you keep the person on his Chazakah regarding the Tchum from his house, and say that it was in the Erev. Let's retain the prior status that he was, which his residence is in his house. However, you could also say to the contrary, that let the Truma retain its Chazakah, that it was kosher Truma and did not become Tame, and therefore it was a good Erev because this is accessible and proper food to be used as an Erev. And therefore, since we have Chazakahs going either way, regarding a Drabban, then we say Lekula. However, again, there's not a question from the Brais Mikvayis where there we only have one Chazakah. It's only leaning towards the fact that the person who was Tame, and now you want to say maybe doubtfully he went and he terribly immersed himself. We don't know, did he immerse? We don't know if it had 40 saw. So therefore, since the Chazakah is only pointing in one way of Lechumah, therefore we say he retains his status of Tumah. And that the Gemara asks, Adrabba, the logic is to the contrary. In other words, you're trying to resolve this question by saying that Rabbi Yossi really would say that you go Lekula by Savad Rabbanan. The only question is regarding Chazakah. Chazakah is stronger. We say he retains his prior status, and even though it's a Savad Rabbanan, but since it's doubt, we retain his Chazakah that he was Tamei. Whereas in our Mishnah, where there's Chazakahs either way, so again, you really back to Savad Rabbanan, so you're going to go Lekula. But Hamid Mikva Al Cheskasai, why are you saying that he retains his prior status of being Tamei, and therefore now out of doubt, you're not going to remove him from Chazakah and say that he's Tar? Say that let the mikveh retain its chazaka, ve'im alei chaser, and say it didn't lose. In other words, one of the cases that we were speaking about in the Brais Mikvayis was that he immersed in the mikveh. We just don't know if the mikveh had lost the 40 sub before or after he tivel. And that is, if he lost it afterwards, when he went, it was kosher. If it lost before he went, and then it wasn't 40 sub, it wasn't kosher. Why don't we say that the mikveh retains its status of being a kosher mikveh with 40 sub? So then definitely he was tivel in the mikveh share. Why are you saying that you just retain his chazakah that he was tamei? Let the mikveh retain his chazakah that it was kosher, and therefore he definitely was tar. And therefore, since there are contradictory chazakahs, one chazakah saying lekula, one saying lechumah, it should be the same as our Mishnah, where you have one lekula, one lechumah, and therefore you go back to the status that they negate each other, the chazakahs, and you're left with a Safik Drabbanan, because the case that we're discussing, the Bais Mikvayis, is a Safik Drabbanan of Tumah, and therefore you say lekula, not lechumah. And that the Gemara answers, b'mikvah shlo nimded. We're talking about a mikvah that was never measured. And since it was never measured, it never had in the first place a chazakah of kashrus. And therefore, you only have one chazakah of l'chumah, that he has his tumah. You don't have a countering chazakah of the mikvah that we know for sure is kashrus. And that's why over there, Rabbi Yossi says that you go l'chumah. And again, so those are the three ways that we resolve the opinion of Rabbi Yossi regarding the contradiction. Does he say Savik Drabban Lekula or does he say Lechumra? That is generally, the first Teretz says he says Savik Drabban Lekula, but by Allah of Tumas, since it has a biblical source, there are Tumas that are Midai Raisa, and therefore we don't want Mizalzlan Tumas, therefore in the Braismic voice he was Machmer. Second approach says, wait, one is his own opinion, one is the opinion of his Rebbe. That's a one is saying that it's going to be Lechumra, one's going to say Lekula. And the third approach was that, you're right, he does say Savik Drabban Lekula, as he says in our Mishnah, but the halachas of Tumah, where there's a chazakah that's counter to the suffix, the chazakah, of course, is going to define the suffix, and therefore you're going to go lechumra because you only have hemet tomei el cheskasi, you don't have the mikveh in its chazakah because that was never measured and never had a prior status that we knew that it was definitely 40 sa. Now the Gemara goes into a deeper discussion in explaining the opinion of Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah that regarding suffix Erev that it's kasha. Tanya, learn the Braisa. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yossi Safik Erev Kasher. When did Rabbi Yossi say that a doubtful Erev is going to be Kasher? Again, the case of our Mishnah, when he had Truma, but it became Tamei. When he had food, but it got buried under rubble. We don't know. Was it before Ben Hashemashah? Was it after? When did he say it's Kasher? So the Brice elaborates. Erev B'Truma, if he made an Erev with Truma, that was Tar. And again, it became Tamei from when it was placed there. But Safik Mibo'od Yom Nitmes, it's doubtful. We're not sure. Did it become Tamei when it was still day, and therefore it's not a good Erev? Or Safik Mishachashecha Nitmes, or maybe did it become Tamei after it was already dark, and therefore we say that it retains a Ben Hashmashah, its original Chazakah. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and he says that it's going to be Tahar. and therefore we say that it only became tame after it became dark. That is the case of where he discusses in our Mishnah, where he has this doubt. We say, okay, since it's doubtful, it retains its chazaka that it was tahar. And similarly, says the Brayis, the Chemet Perish, same thing applies to produce of tevel, that is the produce that was untithed, did not have the trumas and maishas taken off of that. So safik mibayim nisku, there is doubt if he went ahead and took off trumas and maishas when it was still day, and that is, no one looked at the clock to see was it shkia now, was it not, and we went and took off trumas and maishas. So we don't know if it was from before day, therefore it's going to be a kosher erev, because when it came about bein hashmashas, it was already had the trumas and maishas taken off, and therefore you could eat from it. Safik mishach hashecha niskanu, and there was doubt, maybe it was already when it was already dark that he took it off, and therefore the erev was not acquiring for him. As it says in the Mishnah, avaloi betavel, it says in the Mishnah that you can't go ahead and make an erev betavel because you can't eat it. So therefore, that is the doubt. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask, what the Bechesis Kashas do you have over here that Rabbi Yossi says is kosher? Again, the whole Yisoid of Rabbi Yossi that he says when you have a Suffolk Arab that's kosher is because you rely on the Chazaka Kamaisa, that the original prior status is that it was good. And therefore, out of doubt, we say that that's what it was at the time of the doubt. But here you could say to the contrary, that the Tevel retains its Chazaka, that it was not kosher, that it was not good because Tevel is not. So why would we say that's kosher? That's going to be a discussion later on the Gemara. However, the Braisa says, Zehu Safek Erev Kashter. This was the case of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, where he says that a doubtful Erev is Kashter, where again, these two cases of Peris and the Truma that became Tameh, it retains its prior status that it was good. Now we're not sure, once it was put down, did it become Tameh before or after? And that we say that Safek is going to be Kashter because of the Chavzaka Kamaisa. However, the Braisa continues, Avel Erev B'Truma, but if you went and had made an Erev Truma, that was already Suffolk Tahira, Suffolk Tameya, that it was doubtful it was Tamei or Tar before he put it there, the Suffolk already was. And there was never a Cheskes Kashas of Erev to say that we're going to rely on the Chazaka Kamaisa. We're not sure. I'm putting it down now. I'm not sure, was it Tamei or was it not? V'chem Paris, same thing applies to produce, Suffolk Niskanu, Suffolk Loi Niskanu, that it was doubt if it was fixed or not. Already, the doubt was already Chal from before Shabbos. Einzah Suffolk Erev Kasher, that is not the case of where Rabbi Yossi said that Suffolk Erev is going to be Kasher, because there you never had a Chazaka Kamaisa. It's not because he holds that a Suffolk is good, it's that he holds that you rely on the original Chazaka. And that the Gemara asks, in the explanation of this Braisa, Maishna Truma, why is Truma different in the ratio, the first part of the Braisa, where the Braisa says that if it was a Suffolk, if it became Tamei from when it was already daytime, therefore not a good Erev, or it only became Tamei when it was already dark, where Rabbi Yossi says it's kosher because you rely on Chazaka Kamaisa, so why is it that Truma is good? The Amar Hemet Truma Chazkasa, because again, as we said, you say that the Truma retains its original Chazaka, and we say that it's Tar. It's not because it's just a Suffolk Drabbanon, and therefore you say it's kosher. It's because we need to have the original Chazaka, that is the definitive variable here, that says that it's going to be good. That it's difficult. So then the second case of that ratio, Peris Nami, so regarding the produce also, where again there was a suffix if it was already tight from when it was still day, which then it would be a good Erev, or maybe it was only done after it was already dark, and then it wouldn't be a good Erev. There also you should say retains its original Chazaka, that it was Tevel, and therefore that it's possible, because you cannot make an Erev with Tevel. As the Gemara says, Hemet Tevel Chazkasa, if I can say there, to the contrary, that the Tevel retains its original Chazaka, that it was not good, the Emeloin is going to say that it was never done in the proper time, and it was only done after dark. Just the Gemara says, you're right. Loi Tema Suffik Mebo'oyoyim Niskanu, don't be gairis. The correct reading of the Braisa is not that there was a suffix if it was already fixed from its tevel status from before day. Say that the suffix was if it was that what happened was is that tevel fell into this kosher produce, which now when tevel falls in, it's not fit even for a kohen to eat. No one could eat tevel. Even a kohen who gets the truma from it, tevel is untithed, no one could eat it. And therefore, it was regular produce, and therefore it had its original chazaka. Then demai, something that fell into it, dema, that tevel fell into it, which makes the whole thing not kosher, but not sure when that happened. And therefore, since there you do have a cheskes kasher, you have the original prior status that it was good, we're not, just not sure when this invalidating item fell in, and that we're going to say, similar to what we said, suffik mishach hasheicha nidmu, since you have this doubt, if it was from the day, or if it was when it was really dark, whether you have a chazaka, that is going to be the same as the case of Truma, and therefore there it's going to be kosher, it's going to be considered the case of Rabbi Yosef HaMishnah, suffik erev kasher. Now the Gemara continues on, regarding this machlikis of Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi, regarding our Mishnah where they said regarding Suffolk Erev, if that's kosher or not, the Gemara asked the following question. If a person had two loaves of bread in front of him, one was Tameh and one was Tar. V'amar, and he said, Eiru li b'tahayru b'chamakim shi. He says, let the one that's tahar be my Eiv wherever it is. In other words, I don't know which one is which. One is tummy, one is tahar. But let the kosher one, let the good one be my Eiv. And that is, a person put two loaves of bread at the end of the tchum, where you put your Eiv, that is, you have your certain area where you're allowed to go. At the end, where it's still within your realm, say, that's my residence, where then you can go another 2,000 amas after that. So here he put two loaves of bread. And as Rashi explains, we're talking about kikare shel chuma. Where, because if it was chulin, then chulin that's tama is also kosher to eat, because not everyone eats their chulin tara. So we're talking about two loaves of truma, which truma tamei is not good for anybody, and truma tahira would be good. So therefore you have two loaves of bread, one is good, one's not. Now, shayla of the Gemara is maha, what's the halacha, as the Gemara explains. Tiboiler a mayor, tiboiler b'yisi. You could ask the question, both according to the opinion of a mayor who's machmer by Safek Erev in HaMishnah, and even you could ask the question according to b'yisi who's make by Safek Erev in HaMishnah, as the Gemara explains. See, by the Ramey, you could ask the question to Ramey, because Ad Kan Lekama Ramey Hasam, until now, we only have the opinion of Ramey in our Mishnah, where he says that it's not an Erev, by a Suffolk Erev. So Lechara, the same thing should apply over here, where it's a Suffolk Erev. We don't know which it is. Maybe it should be the same Halacha. It's not true. Because in our Mishnah, Deleka Tahira, there is no definite one that's Tar. Because again, maybe it became Tame from before day. That was the case of Truman Nitmus. And that is where Ramey says that we're going to go say Lechumra. But here there is a definite one that's tahar. We just don't know which one it is. So therefore, maybe here he would say that it would be a kosher eir. Oidilma, the Gemara says, even to the opposite end. Afil Rabbi Yossi could ask the question, even according to Rabbi Yossi, that maybe in our Mishnah he's machshirit, that he's makel by Sabek Erev. Maybe he only said that loikamer elahasam. In our Mishnah he's lenient, dem isadi tahar yadala. And that is because if it is tahar, which we have that doubt, we're not sure when it became tummy, that but you know which one it is. It's only because there is one that's tahar that he knows which one it is, and he knows it's his meal. It's just a doubt if it became tummy or not. So then we say, ukmeach cheskasa, but we know what it is. Aval hocha holo yadala, but here he doesn't know which one it is. He doesn't know which one is his meal. Maybe here, even Rabbi Yisi would agree that it's worse than the Suffolk Erev of a Mishnah, and he would say that it would not be considered good Erev because you don't know which one it is. And that the Gemara says, Amalei, he answered him, Bein l'Rabbi Yosi, Bein l'Rabbi Meir, they both would agree that it would not be a kasher Erev. And the reason is, Be'inu sudaru, me'bo'idyoim v'leka, you need to have a valid meal from when it's still before Shabbos, and that you don't have over here. In other words, here he did not make an Erev at all. You don't even have what the previous Mishnah had spoken about, the concept called Chamer Gamal, that you only have the Erev in between. Because it's very well understood in our Mishnah that it's going to be considered a sudaharuya. And therefore, it's only that we have the question about the suffix, when it was chal or not, and that we have a machlekes in our Mishnah. Remeir says it's not going to be good, and Rabbi Yossi holds it is going to be good. But here, since you don't know which is which, you don't have a suda haruya because you can't eat it. Ultimately, at the end of the line, you're not going to be able to eat it. And therefore, everyone would agree that that's not going to be considered a good enough Erev. So related to the previous question of the Gemara, which is based on the premise of our Mishnah regarding suffix Erev, what is the halacha going to be regarding the Erev? The Gemara has a similar type of question. Regarding this loaf of bread, that is, he's talking about a certain loaf of bread, Erev Shabbos, he points out this loaf of bread, and he says, Hayoim chol ulamachar kodesh. I want it to be deconsecrated today. I want it to be regular chol type of a loaf of bread, and tomorrow I want it to be kodesh. So the question is, va'amar Erev li bezeh, and he says, I want this to be my Erev. Maho, what is the halacha? And that is, since by Bein HaShemashes it's a suffix, and that is, we're not sure, is Bein HaShemashes day or is it night? In other words, is it still today when it's chayil, or is it already tomorrow, which is that it's kodesh? So therefore, maybe we're concerned that maybe before the Erev is kodesh for him, the hekdesh is already chal, because it's already starting the next day, and therefore you cannot make an Erev with hekdesh. Or maybe you don't say that, and you say that no, we rely on the fact that it's chayil, until we know for sure that it's hektish, and therefore it will be considered good Erev during the time period of Bein HaShemashes. So Amalei, so Rav Nachum responded to him, Eruv Erev, it is going to be a good Erev. Then he asked him a question, the same type of question, but in reverse. Hayim kodesh ulamachar chayil. Let's say he says that regarding this loaf of bread, I wanted that today it should be hektish, but then on Shabbos it should be considered chayil, that is, I want it to be deconsecrated on the money that I have in the house. But Omar Averly Bezen, and he says, I want it to be my Erev. Ma, what's the halacha? In other words, do we say that when the time period of Bein HaShemashes was starting, that there it lost its Kedusha because it already started to be Shabbos and it's deconsecrated the money that it has in his home, and that the Erev is kind of for him, or maybe not? So Amalei, in that case, in the Eruv Erev, it's not going to be good in Erev. To which the Gemara asks, Maishno, what's the difference? Bein HaShemashes is a time period of Suffolk. It's doubt, is it day or is it night? So what's the difference? Here we're going to go l'kula, and here we're going to go l'chumra. L'chumra, they're both the same thing. One is that chayil on Friday, kodesh on Shabbos. The other one's kodesh on Friday, chayil on Shabbos. It's the same thing. Kabbalah Shmashas is always a doubtful. Is it day or is it the following day? Is it night already? And therefore, what's the difference? Why is one of them going to be l'kula, one of them going to be l'chumra? So Amalehi responded to him, which is a milsa de b'tchusa, which is a type of a joking type of a way, which is mentioned many times in Shas. L'chitecha l'alei akur de milcha, when you go ahead and measure for me a kur of salt, and then you give it to me, then I'll give you the answer. And the answer is as follows. Hayoyim choy l'ulamocha kodesh, when the first way you asked me, when today I want it to be choy, and tomorrow I want it to be kodesh, misveik aloi nachsa l'kedusha. Out of doubt, we don't say that the kedusha is going to be chal. And that is, Beina Shmashes, which is the time when the Erev is Kaina, there's a suffix. And out of doubt, we don't say that it loses its original status. Original status is Chayil. Now you want to say maybe Hektish is Chayil. We don't say because it's a Matzav of suffix. It retains its original status as the discussion we had up until this Gemara. However, Hayyim Kaidish, Lamar Chayil, regarding the case that you said that Friday I want to be Kaidish, and then Shabbos it should be Chayil, Misveka Leipaka, Lekadush Asamine. To the contrary, there you do say out of doubt it does not lose its original status of Hektish that it was on Friday, and therefore there it's not going to be an Erev. Similarly, on this topic, the Gemara brings from a Mishnah Tvul Yom. So now, Hasa, we learned over there in the Mishnah. Logan Tvul Yom, regarding a pitcher that's Tvul Yom, that is, it became Tameh, and then it was immersed in the mikveh, and then up until nightfall, it has the status of a Tvul Yom, which is a certain medium type of a level of Tumah. So anyways, regarding this pitcher of a Tvul Yom, Shemilohu Menachav Vishal Maisa, that you filled it up from a pitcher, from a barrel of Meiser, that is of Meiser Rishon, that was still Tevel, that it was still considered Tevel. Now, how is that? Because the Levi, who he gets the Meiser Rishon, in other words, this jug, whatever it was filled up from a Levi's house. And the Levi had Meiser Rishon, but he didn't yet take off from his Meiser Rishon Trumas Meiser, which is what the Levi has to give to the Kohen. And therefore, whoever eats this Meiser Rishon gets Misa when it's still in its Tevel status. And even for Kahanim, it's not fit for anybody, and therefore it's not fit to be an Erev. Vamran, then he said, I want this to be Trumas Meiser only when it gets dark. And that is when the pitcher is going to become tar, which is after nightfall, then I want it to be Chal Trumas Meiser. On that, Devar of Kayaman, his words are Kayim, and that is the Truma is going to retain its Tahara. And that is because although Truma cannot be in the jug of Tvul Yoyim, but it's not Truma. It's still Tevel now, because although this is Meiser Rishon that the Levi took from Yisrael, as long as he doesn't take off Truma, Truma's Meiser from his Meiser to the Kohen, it's like regular Tevel. And therefore, since he says, I only want it to be Chal of Truma's Meiser after it gets dark, then already it's already a Tahar type of a barrel, of a jug, and therefore then it's going to be good. It's Devar of Kayaman, it's a Taka, a good Truma's Meiser. However, he says, I want that my Erev should be Chal with this produce that's in this jug. Loi Maklumi didn't say anything. And that is, since when Bein HaShmashes is going to start, it's still going to be Tevel, because as he said, I only want it to be fit to be eaten, that there should be Trumas Meiser taken out of this Meiser that's in the jug only after it gets dark, because if it's before it gets dark, then the Trumas Meiser is going to become tummy in the jug, and therefore he only wants it to be after it gets dark. So that means by the period of Bein HaShmashes, which before that, it's still going to be Tevel, and therefore that's not good to have an Erev, because you can't make an Erev out of Tevel. So Amar Rava, Rava says, based on this mission in Tvul Yoyim, similar to the concept we were discussing up until now, Zeis Emeris, this teaches us that Seif HaYoyim, the end of the day, which is the beginning of Bein HaShmashes, which is again the end of the day of Erev Shabbos, Koine Erev, that is the time period when the Erev is Chal. And that's the idea, that the end of the day, it's still Tevel, because again, if it was, as the Gemara continues on to Amid Beis, because if you would say that it's the beginning of the day of Shabbos, in other words, later on the Bein HaShmashes, which is already the time period when Shabbos is already starting, that is Koine Erev, that is when the Erev is going to be Koine, that is, in other words, the end of Bein HaShmashes, as we said, that when the Erev is Koine, if he does say, as the Mishnah over there was quoting, that I want my Erev to be with this, now why would he not be saying anything? He wanted that this Trumas Meiser should not become Tameh from the jug. Now, when does it lose its Tvul Yom status and become Tar? That's after it gets dark, when it's already starting to be Shabbos. Now, if you say that the Erev is not Koine in the beginning of Bein HaShmashes, from Be'oid Yom, but rather at the end of Bein HaShmashes, which is the new day of Shabbos, so then why wouldn't it be good Erev? And therefore, obviously, we see that when is the Erev Chal in Bein HaShmashes? It's the beginning part of Bein HaShmashes. However, Amar Papa argues, and he says no. You could even say the beginning of Shabbos is when the Erev is kind of really at the end of Bein HaShmashes. So then the question is, so why isn't it considered good Erev? Then it's already Tar. That's when they said Mishach HaShecha, that it's when it should be a good Erev. However, in a sud harui mibo'idoyim malaka, as we mentioned in the Amad Aleph, you need to have that the sudah should be considered fit from before Shabbos. That is the only way that will be kosher Erev when it's chal, even when Shabbos starts, which is the end of Binash Mashas. But since when it was still day, it was not a good Erev, because then it was definitely still Tevel, that's not considered a sudah harui mibo'idoyim, and therefore that's not going to be a kosher Erev. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which is again related to the topic that we spoke about regarding that he has to be in the same area as his Erev, has to be accessible within his Tchum, that then he could say that that Erev is within that and that he could go, that's he's within that area of 2,000 Amos. And then from there, another 2,000 Amos has to be in the same area. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is going to speak about whether you can make a condition if you want that to be your Erev or not, that you can decide retroactively on Shabbos. Our Mishnah begins. Masna Adam Ali Rubi. A person can make a condition regarding his Erev. That is, he could put two Erevin, one to the end of 2,000 Amos to the east of his house, and one to the 2,000 Amos to the west of his house. And that is, he could say, V'oim, he could say as follows. Imbo Nochem in HaMizrach, if the non-Jews come from the east and I have to run away from them, so Erevi Lamarim, let my Erev be to the west. And that is, let the one that I made on the west be my Erev, and therefore I could go to the west of my house, 4,000 Amos, in other words, 2,000 Amos to the Erev, and then really, because now my house is really where the Erev is, another 2,000 Amos from there. Umin ha-Mairev, Erev le-Mizrach, if the non-Jews come from the west, let my Erev be to the east. In bo lekan lekan, if they come from both the east and the west, la-mokim she'eretz ha-Elech, wherever I want to go, let it go. In other words, let me decide retroactively where my Erev could be, wherever I could escape better. And although that it's not going to come till tomorrow, that the non-Jews, we still say what's called yesh breira. We say that there is a retroactive definition to define which one was the one that he had made of Bein HaShemashes, that that's the one that should acquire for him and not the other one, that he could go to the other side. And then the Mishnah says, Lebo loy lekan v'loy lekan. The person also makes it in this condition that if the non-Jews don't even end up coming from anywhere, harini kaven iri, then let me be like the people in my city. In other words, let me have my 2,000 Amos in every direction from my city, and that I don't have to gain from one side, which is where the Erev is, but then lose from the other side of my city. Similarly, the Mishnah says a different type of case. If a scholar comes from the east, and that is from outside of the boundary of his city, and he says, I want to learn Torah from what he's coming to teach, and I don't know where he's coming from. I know he's coming, but I don't know if he's coming from the east, from the west. And tomorrow I'm going to hear from people that are coming from there, and they get through an Erev, and they're going to tell me where he is. So therefore, he says, if he comes from the east, Eruv le-Mizrach, there to the contrary, let my Erev be to the east, so that I can go to him. Min ha-Mairev, Eruv le-Mairev, if he's going to come from the west, let my Erev be to the west, so that I can get to him. Bo lekan u lekan, if they're coming from either side, lemokim she'eretz ha'elech, wherever I want to go, let me go. If there's two great Talmudic scholars, and one's coming from the east and from the west, let me choose then. Lo lekan, v'lo lekan, if no one's coming from either direction, harini kaven iri, let me be from the people of my city. That is the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yehuda says, he argues, he says, on regarding the case of imbo lekan u lekan, if two teachers come from either side, if one of those two was his teacher, he has to go to the one where his teacher is, and not to the other chacham. Because we take it for granted that it's what's being kind for him is Erev at the time of Bein HaShemashes, that his intention was for it to be quiet for the side that his Rebbe is going to be. It's just that he didn't know from which side it's going to come, but now that he knows, so we say retroactively he was the one of his teacher, not the one of the other chacham. However, even he agrees, if both of them were his teachers, then of course it's going to be whichever one you want to choose, that he also agrees to the concept of Yesh Breira. It's just that here where one of them is his Rebbe, there he says that for sure it's going to be the one of his Rebbe, not of the other Chacham. So the Gemara says, interesting, when Reb Yitzchok came, he came and he learned our Mishnah, exactly the opposite type of cases. That he brought a brice that said, to the contrary, he said the person was trying to run away from the Chacham, and he made the condition that if the Chacham comes to the east, let my Erev be to the west. And by the non-Jew, by the Nachrim, he said, Farker, to the side where the non-Jew comes, let that be the side where my Erev is going to be Chal. We have a contradiction between our Mishnah and the Braisa, both of the non-Jews and of the Chacham. Our Mishnah says you want to run away from the non-Jew. The Braisa says no, you want to go to where the non-Jew is. And our Mishnah says you want to go where the Chacham is. And the Braisa says no, you want to run away from the Chacham. So the Gemara resolves it. It's not a contradiction of the non-Jew, because our Mishnah, where you wanted to run away from the non-Jew, was Bifahar Gavna, which was talking about a case of the one who collects the taxes of such a person you want to run away from. Ha, the brice that says that you want to run to the non-Jew was b'mari demas. It was talking about the leader of the town, and that is the one who's in charge, a politician. You want to go ahead and appease him, or you want to go and scream to him, what's going on? Look what's going on in the town. Such a person you want to go to. That's why that type of nachir was that you wanted to make the erev to the direction where he is coming from. And chacham lekash, also regarding this sage, it's also not a difficulty why one is talking about that you're running away from, one is running to. Because ha, our Mishnah, where you're running to him, that you're going to listen. But Meisiv Pirkei was Taman that was holding a drasha, a lecture in the public, where everyone wants to go here and hear the pearls of wisdom from this sage. Ha, but the Braisa, where you want to run away from him, was B'makri Shema, was by the one that teaches how to recite Shema, which Rashi explains means to say that the one who teaches children how to daven. And as Rashi explains as follows, the Braisa that Rabbi Yitzchak was teaching was talking about the case on when two people are coming. One from one direction and one on the other from the other direction. And he was going on the case of our Mishnah regarding the Torah lecturer, the one that people want to go to. And he was saying as follows, that when the lecturer is coming to the east, or they're coming on either side, where both of them are Moisivi Pirkei, they're both lecturers, where everyone wants to hear what they have to say. So then you say, wherever I want to go, and then I'm going to choose tomorrow, then you say, yes, yesh brera. And retroactively, it was decided that at the time of it, when the Eir was chal, it was for that sage, it works retroactively. However, Yitzchak was saying, in regards to Makri Shema, regarding those who are little school teachers that teach little children how to daven, and they were saying that if the Makri Shema is coming to the east, I want my Eiv to be not to him. I don't want to hear him. I want to hear the lecturer. Let that be to the west. And if the school teacher is coming to the west, I want my Eiv to be on the east. And if Bolakan Ulakan, which means to say, if both of them are my Sivi Pirkei, if both of them are the lecturers, or both of them are equal, that they're both the school teachers, then lamokum she'erza elach, then to the place where I want to go, let it go. But that's the resolution that, of course, the chacham you want to go to. The case of where you want to not go to him, to go to the other side, was because we're talking about that the other option is not the one who teaches the children how to daven, but it was the lecturer. Yes, then you want to go to the other side because you'd rather go to the lecturer than the one who is the makri of Shema. Now the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah. We had a machlokes in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that you could choose whichever one, retroactively when it's Bolakan Ulakan, when there's a Chacham coming to either side. If Yehuda Aymer says, if one of them was his teacher, then you say that's the one for sure that he wanted to go to, and that's the one that it's decided for, he can't go to the other one, to the other Chacham. So the Gemara says, regarding the Rabbanan, that they are going to be Yehuda, that they say even if one of them was his teacher, he could go to whichever one. So what's the pshat? Why, it should be that we know for a fact that it would be his Rebbe he would want to go to. So the Gemara says, Zimna denicha lebechavri tvemi rabbi. It's not true. Sometimes he'd prefer to go to his friend, that's a scholar, than his Rebbe, and therefore it's not for sure. You could say that he could choose retroactively even if one of them is his Rebbe. Now the Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav. Rav says, commenting on the whole principle of our Mishnah in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Les lamasnitin. Our Mishnah is incorrect. And that is just that we learned in our Mishnah according to Rabbi Yehuda, that when we said, Hoyishneim Rabbeisav, if both of them were his teachers, then he agrees to the Tanakhama that Lamokim Shayirza Yelech, to the place that he wants to go, he can go. So obviously our Mishnah is stating in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the halachic principle of Breira. And that is that it works retroactively for his Eiv to be Kaina. And that is now, although now on Shabbos is when he's choosing it, we say that retroactively is that it works. And that is what Rav says, that it's not true, it's incorrect, the version of our Mishnah. How do I know this? From the Braisa that Ayah taught, it's obvious that our Mishnah is incorrect. The Tani Ayah that Ayah taught, Rabbi Huda says, Ein odemas nashne dvarm ke'achar, a person cannot make a condition on two things as one. And that is, if let's say where it's the case of Bolakan Ulakan, you can't say whichever one I want to go to, that's the one I'm going to go to. Only when there's one person, when he says that if the Chacham comes to the east, let it be to the east. And if the sage comes to the west, let it be to the west. That Breira only works when there's one, and he doesn't know where that one's going to be. Then he can make a condition and say, again, like we said, one, if it's to the east, let it be to the east, or to the west, to the west. But if it's both, there's a sage coming to the west and one to the east, and then let me be able to choose, that you don't say. And that is L'chayrin, not like our Mishnah, where our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, even when you have Bolakan Ulakan, that there's two different items, two different variables, that even then you could choose retroactively which one is supposed to be. L'chayrin from the Brice of Ayah, you see, not like our Mishnah. So therefore, Rav says that our Mishnah is incorrect, and it's like Aye says, that Rabbi Yehuda would argue, even on the case of Bolakan Lakan, that you can't choose retroactively. It only holds when there's one, not when there's two Rabbanim. And that the Gemara asks, on the principle of the Brisa of Aye, Maishna Lakan Lakan Deloy, what's the difference in the case when there's two Rebbeim, two teachers coming to either side, where a person is making this Taliyah, and he's saying, whichever one I want to go to, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not Mutter. Why not? Why does the Brisa of Aye say that? Deim Breyer, because you can't choose tomorrow retroactively and say that yesterday when the Erev was Chal, it was only on this one and not on the other one. You don't say that. So if so, the Gemara asks, L'mizrach l'mayiv nami, so then even regarding the east or the west, also when there's only one person coming, you have the same principle of Ein Breyer, you shouldn't allow it retroactively. And as Rashi explains, what the Gemara thinks right now is that at the time period of Bein HaShemashos, of twilight, the Chacham did not yet come to the east, that he was still very far from the city, a little bit less than 6,000 amas from the city. And when it got dark, meaning after Shabbos had already started, then he went 2,000 amas, which you're allowed to go 2,000 amas. And when now the Chacham came to the end of his 2,000 amas, he came within 4,000 amas of the city. Now this person that he put his Erev, and he was toilet in the das of the Chacham to say that if he comes to the east, let my Erev be to the east, and if he doesn't, not here and not here, so let me be like a person from the city and let it not be an Erev. And then tomorrow what happens? He hears, oh, he came to the east. Now, who's going to say that at the time when the Erev has to be Kaina, that the das of the Chacham was to go we don't know where he was going after Shabbos started. Who says that he was going to go into the 4,000 amas of the city by walking that direction of the east of that person's city? Maybe he didn't have an intention to move anywhere. Maybe he was going to stay there for the rest of Shabbos. And therefore, this person's Erev should not be Kaina. Yet Rabbi Yehuda is saying that it is Kaina. Now, how is it going to be Kaina? It's only something that you know that starts after Shabbos. Obviously, you say because Huver Hadavar. Retroactively, it's shown to show that we see that Abayin HaShemashis, that was his intention. That when this Chacham ultimately goes after Shabbos started into my Erev, where it could be an Erev now that I could get to him, oh, now at Shabbos I see that it could be, so now retroactively it happens. That's the same halachic principle of Breyer. What is the difference? When there's two Chacham, that then he says, no, you don't say Breyer. When there's one Chacham, which also has to come onto the principle of Breyer. So Amar Birchin, Birchin says, you're right, in truth, we do not say the halachic principle of Breyer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even when there's one Chacham. So how do we understand the case of that he agrees by Mizruch HaMayiv in the Brisa of Aye? Ukvar bo Chacham, the case of the Brisa of Aye was talking about that the Chacham already came, that is, before Bein HaShemashos, he already came where he wanted to come to, where he stayed for the rest of Shabbos. But this person that wants to make the Erev doesn't know where he came to, or if he's coming, or if he's not. It's only tomorrow that he hears about it, and that's just a revelation for him. And it's just revealed to him that now, oh, so therefore, I want that Erev. But it's not a reliance on the Breira of the Suffolk that retroactively this is what's happening. Rather, it's a definite Kinyan, because he said as follows. He said, I want my Erev to be on the side of where the Chacham is for it to acquire. And the Chacham was dear already before the Erev was Kainah, before Bein HaShemashos even started. Therefore, it's kind of him, because he said that I want it if he's there. And he was there from before Shabbos. And therefore, that's why it's not a difficulty. It is, as Ayoy had said, our Mishnah is not like it's supposed to be in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda does not hold to the principle of Breira, even when there's only one Chacham. So why does it work when there's one Chacham that he says, if he's to the east or to the west, let it work, and he says it works? Because there it's talking about a case where he was already there from before Shabbos. Just the person that made the Erev did not know about it. He hears about it tomorrow, so now I know. I made a definite good Erev, not a doubtful one that is only resolved and revealed, Huver Hadav al Mafre, that it works retroactively. It was already good from when Shki was. I just didn't know about it. But now the Gemara asks, Bechlal, on the opinion of Rav, that Rav said, you know what, our Mishnah is incorrect, because our Mishnah says that it says it will work, according to Behuda, when Baal Lakan Ulakan, that retroactively you say he could choose which Rebbe it is from the Brice of Ayah, other Rebbe, to the contrary. Lezla Ayah, Mimas Neaton. Why the main one is a Mishnah. A Brice should be pushed away from the Mishnah, and we should say that there is Breira, according to Behuda. What are you proving from the Brice, which is showing that Rebbe Behuda does not hold the Breira? What do you mean? Say the Brice of Ayah is incorrect from our Mishnah, which says that he does hold of Breira. And that the Gemara says, Loisa Gedaitach. He can't entertain that to say that the Braisa of Aya was incorrect. The Hashamina and Rabbi Yehuda, the less Leibrei, because we have it clear in Mishnah, in Demai, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of Breira, and therefore the Braisa of Aya is correct, and our Mishnah is incorrect by quoting Rabbi Yehuda saying that Bo Lakan Lakan will work, because Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the principle of Breira, does not like the Mishnah in Demai. If someone buys wine from amongst the Kuthim, and this is before they were geyser on their wines that we can't have from it, as the Gemara in Shechitas Chulin explains. Now, regular Kutim, they don't separate Truma. So the person who buys from them the wine has to separate Truma. However, the problem is this person does not have any vessels to go take from here into another vessel to separate the wine, Truma Samaisis. So what does he do? So we continue on to the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. So Imer, he says, Shnei Lugin Shani Osed Lahafrish, regarding the two Lugin that I'm going to ultimately separate from them, Truma from this 100, which would be one out of every 50, that's two out of the 100, which is the general separation of Truma that's done. So Harei Hain, let them be inside over here, Truma. In other words, he has nowhere to put it, but he says, let them, what I'm going to ultimately take, let it be now Truma somewhere in here. Asara Maiserisha. Now, he can't just drink it now anyway, because although he took off Truma, which is in here, which he's not going to drink, but he still has to take off Maiserisha. So he says, let 10 of them, a tenth of this liquid, be Maiserisha, and let Tisha Maiserisha, let 9 of them be Maiserisha, because although it's 100, once a tenth of it is given as Maiserisha, you're only left with 90, so 9 out of 90 is going to be the one tenth of Maiserisha. So then you already took off Truma, you took off Maiserisha, you took off Maiserisha, although it's all in here, but I'm not going to drink that. Umechel, but then regarding Maaser Sheni, he deconsecrates it, because since that you could fix right away without separation, once you already designate a name that part of this wine is Maaser Sheni, now he could deconsecrate it to wherever he has money. He says, you know what, this Maaser Sheni that's in here should be on the coins that I have somewhere else. And he could drink right away. And then at a later point in time, he could separate the Truma and the Maaser, and then we say that it's retroactively shown to be that which I'm separating was the Truma that I had taken off at the time. I just had nowhere to put it, so therefore it's in here. But the Maaser Shein, again, right away he deconsecrated the coins. But the Truma and the Maaser Rishon, that at a later point in time will have been done. Divrei, that's been Divrei, which obviously holds of the concept of Yesh Breira, that retroactively it could be shown that this Truma that I'm taking off 10 days later was the one that I had designated at the time, which was mixed into the wine. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, Eisrin. But these three Tanoim, including Rabbi Yehuda, they say it's forbidden, which, as Rashi explains, that right now we think that the reason why is because of Ein Breira, which is like Ayoy, and that's why Rav said that you cannot say that our Mishnah is correct, because obviously you see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda says it's Aser. Now, why is it Aser? Because he disagrees with the principle of Remeir that you say Yesh Breira. And since he holds Ein Breira, that's the opinion of Ayah's Braisa, that if you say Bo Lakan Ulakan, or even when there's one Chacham, that you say that if you don't know, and it's only retroactively in Shabbat, that's going to work, that will not be a good error, according to Yehuda. The case of when there's one Chacham only worked, as we explained before, is because when he already had come from before Shabbos, where it's a definite error, it's not working on the principles of Breira, and that's why Rav said again that we push away the Mishnah in face of the Braisa, because we have another Mishnah which is clearly showing in Demai that Yehuda does not agree to the principles of Breira.